This is an audio summary for your AL80 101 course. The reading is the IBM case study, Accelerating Insight into Vehicle Safety at Continental, published in January 2021. It describes how Continental Automotive rebuilt its AI infrastructure for autonomous driving development. The case is 5 years old, so this summary draws out the infrastructure lessons that still apply in 2026 and notes where the specific hardware has been superseded. Here is the summary. First, the business context. Continental is one of the world's largest automotive suppliers, and its Advanced Driver Assistance Systems unit, ADAS for short, has been building intelligent sensors and traffic safety systems for over 20 years. The motivation is stark. The World Health Organization estimates about 1.35 million road deaths per year, and the European Union set requirements pushing toward self-driving vehicle availability by 2030. Continental's Vision Zero program aims to virtually eliminate traffic deaths through driver assistance technology. As Robert Thiel, the unit's head of AI, puts it, assistance systems react faster than drivers in critical scenarios, so smart data management means smart vehicles and saved lives. Notice the framing move here, because it is the part of the case most worth copying. Infrastructure spending is justified not in IT terms, but in mission terms. Storage bandwidth is connected, step by step, to lives saved. That is how you make an infrastructure business case land with executives. Second, the problem, and it is a data problem before it is a compute problem. Continental's test fleet drives 15,000 kilometers per day and records more than 100 terabytes of data daily. That data must be ingested, processed, selected, annotated, and then used to train and validate neural networks. Safety validation requires petabytes, millions of driven kilometers re-simulated repeatedly. And the company could not sell its systems at all without validating on data sets of that scale, because safety certification demands it. Meanwhile, the company had a bottleneck. GPUs had become so fast that standard storage could not keep up. David Eninkel, the unit's head of IT operations, says it directly. They needed bandwidth and fast random access that ordinary storage could not deliver. There is a durable lesson in that sentence. In AI infrastructure, the bottleneck is rarely where the marketing attention is. Everyone buys fast accelerators. The projects that stall are usually starved by storage throughput, data pipelines, or networking. That was true in 2021, and it is still the most common failure mode in 2026. Third, the solution. Continental evaluated the top storage vendors with comprehensive testing, a procurement discipline worth noting for this week's decision matrix assignment, and chose IBM Storage Scale, a parallel file system, running on IBM Elastic Storage System hardware with fast NVMe drives, connected over a non-blocking InfiniBand network to a cluster of NVIDIA DGX systems with V100 GPUs. The infrastructure was built in an AI-ready colocation data center run by Equinix in Frankfurt, with integration help from IBM's partner, SVA. Two design choices matter beyond the brand names. The file system is parallel, meaning many GPU nodes can read the same data simultaneously at high speed, which is what multi-node training requires. And the storage integrates with Kubernetes containers, which let Continental modernize application development without sacrificing performance and supports protocols like SMB and S3 so developers across geographies can connect securely. The case also stresses central accessibility and traceability of data, which in a safety-regulated industry is a compliance requirement, not a convenience. Fourth, the results, which are unusually concrete for a vendor case study. Training time improved 70%. Continental went from running experiments serially to running 20, 40, or 80 GPUs simultaneously, and now runs 14 times more deep learning experiments per month. Training that took weeks takes days. The team can test millions of permutations of environmental conditions, rain, snow, sunlight, clouds, and transient events like cars cutting in during a lane change. The deeper point for managers, the metric that matters is experiments per month, which is the tempo of organizational learning. Infrastructure that multiplies experiment throughput multiplies how fast your product improves, which compounds into time to market and competitive position. When you build a decision matrix for AI infrastructure, experiment throughput belongs on it alongside cost and compliance. Now, what has changed since 2021? Because the specific bill of materials is dated. The NVIDIA V100 GPUs in this case are several generations old. The industry has moved through A100, H100, and on to Blackwell-class hardware, with each generation roughly an order of magnitude jump in training throughput for large models. DGX clusters have evolved into superpods, and many companies now rent equivalent capacity from cloud providers or GPU clouds like CoreWeave rather than building on-premises. A build versus rent decision this case quietly prefigures with its co-location choice. High-performance storage for AI is now a crowded category. Alongside IBM storage scale, you would evaluate offerings like Vast Data, Weka, Pure Storage, or DDN, and object storage with high-throughput caching has become a common pattern. On the networking side, InfiniBand remains standard in training clusters, though high-speed Ethernet alternatives have matured. And the autonomous driving workload itself has shifted. The industry moved toward end-to-end learned driving models and foundation model approaches, which demand even more data and make the case's core argument that data infrastructure is the constraint, stronger rather than weaker. The EU's regulatory push, updated vehicle safety rules mandating assistance features, and Euro NCAP 5-star requirements mentioned in the case continues to drive this market. What stays constant underneath all that churn is the architecture lesson. AI at scale is a pipeline: data generation, ingestion, storage, processing, training, validation. The pipeline runs at the speed of its slowest stage. Continental's insight was to find and fix the actual bottleneck, storage bandwidth and random access, rather than buying more of the most visible component. Add the procurement discipline of testing vendors against your own workload, the co-location strategy of putting infrastructure in a purpose-built facility near connectivity, the Kubernetes integration that kept developer workflows modern, and the mission-anchored business case, and you have a template that transfers directly to any organization scaling AI in 2026, whatever logos end up on the racks. That is the end of the summary. Good luck with week 6.